It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Veronica Rickert. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about some developing science stories with an editor at Discover Magazine.
First, the new Wisconsin Economic Scorecard survey came out today with some surprising results. Support for toll roads in Wisconsin is increasing in middle and upper class groups. Opposition is also decreasing in lower income groups. Analysts say this could be due to people getting fed up with construction delays and road deterioration.
Joseph Serra is with us to take a look at these results and to discuss what they might mean. He's the Survey Center Director for the Center for Urban Initiatives and Research at UW-Milwaukee. Joseph, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So how much support is there for introducing toll roads in Wisconsin?
Well, if you put it that way, there isn't a ton.
Okay.
If you ask about any individual fix for the projected shortfall in the state transportation fund, that's one of them. Support's pretty low across the board for any specific one. And for toll roads, about two-thirds of registered voters in the state would oppose introducing toll roads, and about a third would support it. But when you present a range of options, it is actually the most preferred single option, preferred by like about a third of state residents.
And what against what other options?
Well, there are a few options. One would be a combination of tax and user fee increases. Another would be delaying major road construction projects like the Zoo Interchange in Milwaukee or expansions to I-94, or perhaps borrowing money.
And so why are toll roads becoming a more widely accepted alternative to those things?
Well, last year we asked a similar set of questions, and at that time, there was more opposition to them. But now you're seeing that dropping, and some commentators have speculated that this is because the winter was so rough, the roads are in such bad shape now. People who are from households with slightly higher incomes, a little bit more likely to travel to their jobs, and that they're experiencing the damage done to the roads by the rough winter, and that's behind the support. And I think that that's a pretty reasonable conclusion.
Mm-hmm. And your study also drew a bit of a distinction here that some people of an income of, I think, $60,000 per year or more are more favorable to toll roads than those under that line. To what do you attribute that distinction?
Well, I think it's possible that it's because that people with higher incomes they're more likely to use the roads more to get to their place of work, and people who people from households who have a lower income, they're more likely to either not be working or to travel shorter distances to not have to spend as much time on the roads. So those people who are spending more time on the road, they've had to experience the damage to the roads that have been caused by the winter and by other delays to road projects, and that people are just kind of getting fed up with the roads being in bad condition.
And is that to say that for low-income people that they have, are they actively opposed to toll roads, or are they generally apathetic to any option because they don't travel as much?
Well, it's kind of a mix of things. It's partly because they don't travel as much, but if you look at the different income categories, there are really different answers when you say, okay, what is your most preferred option versus what is your least preferred option? So historically, people in the higher income brackets have been pretty lockstep opposed to things like tax increases, and they've been lukewarm towards toll roads, whereas people who are at the lower income to actually pay less taxes are a little bit more likely to say that they wouldn't mind to see tax increases. But the patterns are changing a little bit. Now you're seeing people in the higher income brackets being a little bit more amenable to both toll roads and tax increases to cover these problems. Now, in the lower income brackets, you're actually seeing support for tax increases to cover these problems to decrease.
Yeah, that was another surprising finding, that the support for tax increases is there as well. And did you ask how much the tax increase would be? Did you throw out some specific numbers or just a general yes or no question about it?
Well, this current wave of the survey, we merely presented a range of options, pretty general options, and just said which would you prefer and which would be your least preferred option. Now, a year ago, we asked very specific questions about a number of these options, and at that time we asked about a 5 cent per gallon increase in the gasoline tax, and that was actually one of the least preferred options out there. Only about 10% of registered voters in the state indicated that they would support a proposal like that. If you phrase a little bit more generally, support gets a little bit higher.
And did you look at all at the differences in political affiliation among the people who have filled out your survey?
Yes. So there are important differences between political groups when it comes to different options for dealing with this transportation shortfall. So Democrats are more supportive of tax increases and user fee increases, whereas Republicans are totally against that and would prefer to see delays in construction projects. Political independents kind of choose the middle road. They're the most supportive of toll roads, but they're also historically the least likely to vote.
And toll roads have been part of the conversation in the last, it's been picking up, I guess, in the last year or so. Do you think lawmakers are going to jump on this and that it might become a serious consideration among the legislature?
Well, I would say that because support for toll roads is increasing slightly among higher income folks in higher income brackets, and opposition to toll roads is decreasing among people who are in lower income brackets, it will become more of a policy option. But this is a really thorny political issue, because no single option is popular, but they're going to have to settle on a single option or a basket of options. So, I mean, any choice that policymakers make, they're likely to get attacked for politically. So it's going to be tough. It's hard to say.
What can we learn, I guess, by looking at our neighbors to the south, Illinois, that have a pretty robust toll system there? Do we see a direct correlation between the existence of tolls and the upkeep of highway maintenance?
Well, it's a fact that if toll roads were part of the mix here, that there would be more money going into the transportation fund. So I think you can say yes. And I think that Wisconsinites are very aware of Illinois' toll system. So I think that, that plays a role in people's opinions.
Yeah. So it seems that there's growing interest, though, in fixing Wisconsin's roads and decreasing the amount of inconvenience presented by our construction projects. What do you hope, if anything, lawmakers take away from the survey that you've released?
Well, I hope that people, that policymakers see that, there is at least some support for options other than just doing nothing. I mean, you can definitely see that about two-thirds of state residents prefer something other than just leaving things the way that they are. And I hope that that serves as an impetus for policymakers to act on this issue. I think it would benefit everyone in the state to see these roads fixed up.
Well, Joseph, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Joseph Serra. He's the Survey Center Director for the Center for Urban Initiatives and Research at UW-Milwaukee.